Nerdy Legion. I am Dustin, as usual, and this is your Comic Talk headlines for February 1st, 2019. It's going to be a long one, so bear with me. Let's start the episode like we so often do with TV news. And in TV news, we have a report from That Hashtag Show about DC's Teen Titans Season 2. Apparently, That Hashtag Show's sources are reporting that they are casting for not only Slade Wilson, Deathstroke, for those of you that don't know, but they are also casting for his daughter, Rose, who is Ravager in the comics. Looks like Season 2 is going to get very, very interesting. Next, we have an update about the Twilight Zone coming from TV Line. They're reporting that the debut of the reboot series on the CBS All Access app is going to be April Fool's Day, April 1st, 2019. So, very soon. It turns out the All Access app will also be picking up the Stand series. The series showrunner and producers have been shopping this around for a little while now, and they've finally found a home on CBS All Access, who has ordered 10 episodes of the live-action adaptation of the Stephen King novel. Josh Boone and Ben Cavill are the producers and will turn into the showrunners. They also co-wrote the long-form adaptation that will become the pilot and very potentially the first couple episodes, and Boone will be directing them. The two individually have some adaptation experience. Josh Boone was attached to The Fault in Our Stars, and Ben Cavill was attached to SEAL Team, so they're no strangers to adaptation. How they do it in television remains to be seen. And then to round out the TV portion of this episode, we have some renewal announcements. These are mostly CW shows, but we do have a surprise at the end, so listen up. First, we have Supernatural getting renewed for season 15, Arrow for its 8th season, Supergirl for its 5th season, Legends of Tomorrow being renewed for its 5th season as well, Flash is being renewed for the 6th season, Black Lightning for its 3rd season, Riverdale for season 4, and Jessica Jones for season 3. That's right, Netflix officially announced this just a few days ago. So we're getting a season 3 of Jessica Jones, but Daredevil was canceled. Seems a little weird. Now let's go over to the movie sides of headlines for this episode, and we're starting with an announcement directly from Kevin Smith's Instagram. This actually is a couple days old, but Saban has apparently picked up the distribution rights for his Jay and Silent Bob reboot movie. That is the name of the movie, Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. It's not a reboot movie necessarily, but it's Kevin Smith, so he's just gonna, whatever. It turns out Saban does more than just Power Rangers. Next, we have a couple of real quick premiere announcements. We have a Morbius the Living Vampire has been officially announced as being released July 31st, 2020. And Ghostbusters 3 will be released July 10th, 2020, according to Jason Reitman himself. And as we've reported in the past, Doctor Strange 2 is actually happening. Gears are in motion. That Hashtag Show has announced through their sources that C. Robert Cargill has been brought in to pen the sequel. He also wrote the original movie back sometime in 2014, even though the movie came out in 2016. Next up, it is two tidbits about everyone's favorite Caped Crusader. Two different versions of everyone's Caped Crusader, even. First, the live-action Matt Reeves movie has kind of two announcements in and of itself. First, we have the release date of June 25th, 2021. And Matt Reeves has also said that he is going to be recasting officially the role of Batman. So Batfleck is no more. Ben Affleck's Twitter account shows that he's totally cool with this, apparently. And Reeves also is saying that he wants to cast a younger actor in the role. Very interesting. But our second bit of Batman news is about Terry McGinnis. That's right, Batman Beyond. According to geeks worldwide and their sources, Warner Brothers is trying to capitalize on Sony's success with Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse by doing a theatrical release of a Batman Beyond animated movie. No casting announcements or anything else have been released just yet. This is still definitely a rumor, so we will be keeping our ears open as this progresses. Staying with the Warner Brothers animated vein of things, it turns out they are doing a Mortal Kombat animated movie. This should come as no surprise, as Warner Brothers has owned NetherRealm Studios for some time, since Mortal Kombat 9 was released. So it is totally within their wheelhouse of properties to do, and we have some casting announcements. Voicing characters in this Mortal Kombat animated movie, we have Darren DePaul, Fred Taschiore, Gray Griffin, Ike Amadi, Kevin Michael Richardson, Patrick Seitz, Robin Atkin Downs, Steve Blum, Jordan Rodriguez, Joel McHale, and Jennifer Carpenter. No idea who will play whom, but maybe Steven Blum and Patrick Seitz will be voicing Sub-Zero and Scorpion respectively, since they have voiced those characters in previous games. And then finally, the last bit in this beast of an update, we have a weird update about Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans. That's right, that little clip on the home release of the Teen Titans Go to the Movies movie, now that's a mouthful, wasn't just a troll. It is actually going to happen. According to Kari Payton in an interview he did with comicbook.com, all of the voice actors have done their parts even, so now it's just up to the animators to finish the movie. What this is going to be released as is still unknown, and actually the official announced release has not been made. It's just one of those not so very well kept Hollywood secrets. It is a safe bet to say that it will be a movie and not a short series because it was promoted via a movie, though how that movie will be distributed is very, very much up in the air. Will it be theatrically released? Will it see DC Universe release? Or perhaps a home video release? That part is anyone's guess at this point. And that brings us to the end of this episode, nerds. Thank you very much for joining me for headlines today. For more in-depth discussion on all that matters in comics and comic culture, subscribe to Comic Talk today on your favorite podcast platform of choice. Or to go deeper into these topics and many more, plus extra nerdy bits, check out my channel on YouTube, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.